with the 25th pick.
Tomorrow starts with me.
We should have been in an NFC championship, and now we should be one of the prohibitive favorites in the NFC.
Pretty damn good.
To have everything kind of in place, it allows you to plan a little bit better, I think.
We'll look at all options as we go forward.
I trust that Goody has finally figured out the formula and the way that he wants to go about things in drafting.
These draft picks need to hit.
We have 11 right now. I'd love to end up with 13, 14 or more.
Packers are basically leaning their Super Bowl chances on the fact that Goody hits another draft.
Cooper DeJean is a heck of a football player.
Here he comes. Cooper DeJean cuts it back. He scores.
Chop Robinson.
Denied. Oh, he got planted. Chop Robinson. Chopped him down.
I haven't been able to figure out Braylon Allen.
Hand it off to Allen. And second effort. He gets the first down. Bounces off a defender. It's
Tomorrow starts with me.
Caleb Williams is being compared to the prospect of Andrew Luck, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow.
You're talking it, you got to back it up. And he certainly has the talent to do it.
I think the best player in the draft is probably Harrison from Ohio State.
I mean, after the first two picks, things could get wild.
I think they're going to move in some way, either on day one or day two.
He's moved a lot in the first round before.
This stuff never goes as you think it will. And there's always little curveballs that come along and things that change.
I don't think they're going to use all five of their day one, day two picks.
I just think the future is really bright.
The guys who have been the can't miss guys, I think.
To make it to the highest level in your sport, it's awesome and it's a blessing.
It'll happen again this year, you'll see.
Our guys are going to get to work.
The Gutenator.
We believe in the draft. It's the biggest part of it.
The Green Bay Packers select.
Tomorrow starts with me and you and you. Tomorrow starts with me and you and you. Tomorrow starts with me and you and you. Tomorrow starts with me and you and you.
The 11 o'clock hour of the draft day edition of Wilde and Tausch begins now. And by the way, make sure you tune in, stream it, listen on terrestrial radio. Watch the video on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. But check out the NFL draft coverage across ESPN Wisconsin tonight. A cavalcade of stars live from the Q Club of Wisconsin. ESPN Madison, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Beaver Dam. Streaming on YouTube. Coverage of the first round of the NFL draft tonight across ESPN Wisconsin. And the video. I might even be able to do a little video action. I think I'm scheduled to appear at 6:30. So I'm going to try and be situated at Lambeau and be ready to hop on the video stream of that. Tausch, are you scheduled to appear?
Yeah, I think I was scheduled. I'm going to go a little bit later. I'm going to go out because the weather is going to be beautiful. I'm going to go try to play a little golf and then hopefully be back in time to join the video and not just be on the phone as well. So.
All right. We started the show with Johnny Montage, which, again, great work, Jesse. Great musical choice. 80-year-old Diana Ross leading us into the draft.
That song came out in 2021. She's still cranking them out.
Hits in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2020s. But we started by asking for your Vontae Mack no matter what player. And Tausch has got Chop stuck to his Tito's and cranberry juice or whatever it is he's drinking. I have Amarius Mims. Have we gotten other names? Have there been some names that have made the cut that we haven't mentioned already?
So here's an interesting one, and it's two names that we have mentioned. But you brought up this potential scenario earlier, and Rippin' Rona chimes in.
Rippin' Rona?
Yeah. I'm with Wilde for my dream mock. Grab Mims first, potential project, but lots of good traits. Then the Packers trade back into the first round for Cooper DeJean, who will be a star.
So best of both worlds. Have the cake and eat it, too.
What I wanted to bring up with this is... And I actually had a call off the air. Couldn't stick around to ask it with where we were at in the show. But with all the talk that Goody said earlier this week, where he gave us the nugget about he's got 11 picks and he'd actually like to make 13 or 14 picks in this draft. Mm-hmm. Is there even enough roster space for that many picks? Do you think that may have been the subterfuge, and what he actually might look to do here is get two potential game changers in round one, and the Packers could be a team that shakes up the first round of the draft tonight. Get an offensive lineman and Cooper DeJean.
Tauschi?
I just don't think it's going to be the Packers shaking up the draft. There's too many other teams, and really, the only time you give up hauls of hauls is for quarterbacks. So if this is what Green Bay does, is it going to shock the world? No.
Okay, that may have been an overstatement.
Sure. The fifth-year option, and Belichick was talking a lot about this the other day when he was going into it, it's a big deal to these teams, and especially if it's a quarterback. But really, you start looking around the landscape, Cincinnati with Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson. If you hit, that's a huge bargaining chip to utilize on your players is to have that fifth year of control. So if you feel strongly about somebody, and if they pan out, you're really getting another year. Now, granted, most of these players are going to say, well, blank off. I'm not doing it for this. Figure it out.
Right.
But that's still going to be baked into the cake as far as trying to figure out how to get that next contract done. That fifth year is a part of the negotiation. So if you feel strongly and you think that Cooper DeJean is going to be a stud and you have to give up a fourth-round pick to move six or seven spots, but you get that fifth-year option, there is a big-time value that these teams hold with that opportunity to keep guys, and that's something that always is talked about at the end of the first round draft.
Yeah, and it's worth noting that the Packers 2 years ago tried to get the Minnesota Vikings 32nd overall pick when they were trying to get Christian Watson. The Vikings said no, in part because they wanted to be able to have the fifth-year option for whoever, I don't remember who they picked with the 32nd overall pick. But they then gave up their 34th pick and took a couple of Packers' second-round picks and made that trade. Now, as we talked about in real time that night on day two or the morning after, whatever it was, the fact that they were willing to trade with a team in the division, we always thought was a little bit, be careful there, which the Packers did with the Lions last year so they could get Brian Branch. So we'll see how that works out for them. But Tausch is right. The fifth-year option, even if you don't have your player play on it, it is an important chip to use in the negotiations. Jesse, you got a couple more texts before we move forward?
I do. Here's one from Jack in Milwaukee. My sticky note pick for the Packers is trading back a few spots in the first round and selecting Tyler Newbin, safety from Minnesota. Goot said he wants 14 picks. This is a great way to get more picks and get a quality player at the best value.
I'm not opposed to picking Gopher players. According to Dane Brugler, who is not omniscient, but in his draft guide, Tyler Newbin is a second
a
or third
crush
round
on this
pick.
Brugler guy, don't you? You
he's the new
Brugler.
Joel Buxbaum. I mean, if you read, and I don't know if you have a subscription or not. I'm not writing for them these days, so you don't have to have one. I mean, you don't read the State Journal either. But my point is that this is like the Bible. Like, if you want to be better educated for this, Dane does the best job of anyone in getting into. He would have had Mark Tauscher in his book too. I don't think Mel does his book anymore, does he?
I don't know.
He's got too much else on his plate. So this, again, I can't recommend it enough. But he does have Tyler Newbin as the third-rated safety. He also doesn't have a safety going in the first round, which I think is a pretty common thought.
Yeah,
throughout the
league. I think this year it's the discussion has been, and you know, I give you and Homer credit because you guys have both said the defense doesn't matter as much. But this is one of those years. I don't know how many defensive players. This could be the new record for offensive players going in the first round. I don't know what that is, but all you hear about. Who is that surefire defensive player everybody is chomping to get? Mm-hmm. I love Chop, but Chop is looking at, you know, he's many mocks have him going after the Packers pick.
Mm-hmm.
And Cooper DeJean. There's a couple of corners that people are excited about. But there is not that same buzz. Everything is about wideouts, quarterbacks, and offensive line. That and Bowers from Georgia. That's where everybody's talking. So, again, if you're looking, and that makes me think that Green Bay is going to go D, and why I'm not going to be surprised if DeGene gets there, because you're just not hearing that same buzz about defensive players that you normally do. And I think people are looking at things the same way as you and Homer do. We're going to just outscore people. The rules are going to – you can't drop tackle anymore. There's less and less things you can do defensively. So let's just try to make sure we load up and get as much great offensive talent as we can. And it seems like that's the way this draft looks, at least, you know, 6 hours before it gets started.
All right, Jesse, one more text so we can get to take it to the bank.
This was the wackiest one, but if you wanted to say a player who would be a no-matter-what type situation, this one makes me interested. Mike and Racine. Joe Alt, no matter what. Move up to get a potential Hall of Fame left tackle. Move Rasheed Walker to right and Tom to center and have a great O-line for years. Could Goody do that and get the best offensive lineman in the draft who's being compared to Joe Thomas?
Mm-hmm. No.
He could.
He's not going to, though.
And I think Joe Alt, everybody's raving about him. Notre Dame, they've done a good job of developing offensive linemen. There's the dude from Alabama who is jumping up, and he's getting mocked to the Los Angeles Chargers with Jim Harbaugh. Be shocked if Harbaugh doesn't go wide out after they kind of cleaned house.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if they traded down so that they could still get one of those top three or four guys. But I just don't sense, unless Green Bay thinks, hey, we have David Bakhtiari part two, healthy, boogaloo, then all of a sudden, is it worth it to go get him at 9 or 10? And you know you have 10 years of elite left tackle play? Nobody is ever going to say you could have drafted David Bakhtiari second overall, and everybody would have said, great pick.
You're right.
You ended up getting him in the fourth. So I don't think it's, oh, we can't give up that capital. It's, do you know and do you believe? Does he have the feet? Does he have all that? And if that is the case and you know, again, like I said all week, Goody, if you have a strong conviction and you have your Clay Matthews that Ted had, go do it. If you have to give up more than you want, nobody ever complains if you hit on that player you trade. Mm-hmm. It's when you miss that the criticism comes.
TJ Watt. All right, let's get to Take It to the Bank coming up next, presented by Associated Bank. Last night, Maddie and I were driving back from ballet, and I was starving. Starving. And we got to the Saukville exit, and you know what was right there?
Jim?
Jim. Nice, oh,
Jim,
Jesse.
Jim was not there. Sources close to the program indicate that's not even his real name.
The Bog
is the same
exit. Right there. That's sure.
It is the same Magic exit.
And Neitzel and Watson, that whole crew is doing
They're playing right now,
there.
Yeah, 100 holes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't there either, but there was a Quick Trip there, and that was great because it satisfied my hunger. And I picked up a couple of bonus visits in my app for my Quick Rewards.
Nicely done, Jason. And you know what? It is baseball season, so it's time for me and for you to take a Quick Trip to the ballpark. For every $200 you spend at Quick Trip with Quick Rewards, you're going to earn a free ticket to a Brewers game of your choice. They're not going to throw you into some clunky game on a Wednesday morning. No, it's any game of your choice. That's right. Big savings and free Brewers tickets. Visit the Quick Rewards app. Click on the Fan Zone button on the app's home screen. You opt in and you can start redeeming your tickets today. You can redeem up to 6 Brewers tickets at a time. And who doesn't want to go to a Brewers game for free using your Quick Rewards? Get these Brewers points from Quick Reward in addition to Quick Rewards. Visit double the points, double the happiness. Some blackout dates and upgrade fees do apply. See quicktrip.com/ballpark to get it going.
We'll play some Take It to the Bank next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
It
tonight. First round tonight, second and third rounds tomorrow night. Rounds 4 through 7 when lots of good football players are drafted, including the dude on this program, is Saturday. The rookie minicamp is next weekend, I was told, so we will see these guys, at least for one practice, hopefully, those of us in the reporting game, next weekend. But it'll be interesting to see who's there and how many guys are there. The Packers go in with 11 picks to start the NFL draft. Now let's play a little Ticket to the Bank, presented by Associated Bank.
Take it to the Bank, NFL Draft Edition, guys. Take it to the Bank. The Packers will select the heavily prognosticated Cooper DeJean from Iowa, if he's available, with the 25th overall pick. Tausch?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes, just because there's so many smart people that are saying it. It's a need. He has the right athletic RAS scores, all the stuff that I think people are excited about. So I'll say yes, but the cynic in me, just it's one of those. It seems
is that a Celine Dion song, The Cynic in Me? No?
I don't know. I have no idea. I think it's Diana Rossini. That's, I think, where you look at it and say it just makes too much sense. And common sense sometimes rules the day, but in the NFL draft, it usually doesn't. But I hope he's available, and I hope Goody feels great about it, and he comes in and is a huge cog in a Jeff Hafley defense that's going to be a top 10 group that leads this group to a Super Bowl. That would be ideal.
So another smart person and a friend of mine is Bill Huber from Sports Illustrated and Packers Central. And he had mocked Cooper DeJean to the Packers previously, but he has pulled an old switcheroo. And you know I like to read on the radio. So he has switched his pick to Oklahoma offensive tackle, who I mentioned earlier today, Tyler Guyton. Started out as a tight end at TCU. Another one of those picks on potential to some degree. Here's what Bill wrote. I want to get your response to it. So I'm not taking this to the bank, by the way. I'm not taking Cooper DeJean to the bank. I'm not sure that DeJean falls to the Packers at 25. Maybe he will because of the number of linemen, quarterbacks, and receivers expected to fill the top half of the draft. But one source put it as less than 50% that DeJean will make it to Green Bay's spot. If I'm Brian Gutekunst, I love the offensive line I've built, but I'd be scared to death of the depth on the offensive line. I think that's what we've been saying, Tausch. They have a fivesome, a quintet, that if they started the season with those five guys, great. But you know better than anybody. You don't have your starting offensive line intact for all 18, 17 games, whatever they end up playing. Just doesn't happen.
You also don't have your secondary intact.
Right. It's true.
So, just because yesterday's gas prices aren't today's, yesterday's secondary, yesterday's O-line ain't the same. You better make sure you have a little strategic petroleum on reserve. Don't go burn through it all. Make sure you have a little bit left. Have a fifth, sixth, seventh O-lineman. Have another nickel guy. Have a safety available. Don't just count on it to always be the same, because as you drive by these pumps, certainly isn't the same. As you look at the safety position, as you look at the O-line, it certainly won't be the same when you go to Brazil as it will when you go to Minnesota 10 weeks later.
What's next, Jesse?
How did you not go pancakes there after the whole discussion we had yesterday about yesterday's pancakes?
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. I thought the same thing.
Yesterday's pancakes
because
isn't today's analogy.
I don't have my head wrapped around that as good. I just don't. I'm taking it too literally.
We'll have to get Marcus on to explain it to you.
I'm not going to lie to you, Jesse. All I keep thinking about since I've been putting this up is we love Dale, right? The acronym Dale, another Daytona. I keep trying to come up with
Cheeseheads
hopeful of pressures. I don't know. That's the best I've come up with so far. I don't know if that's... If he gets drafted tonight, we need to come up with a great acronym that fits what we're trying to get done.
I have been thinking since you put that on your damn cup, you've been a little distracted. And I've been trying to figure out what is distracting old T. And it's your brain. Yes, you have. You've been a little bit...
I haven't been. I've been on point all day.
No.
I haven't been.
You've been trying to think of your acronym. You just admitted
it. It just happened the last set because I was just throwing it up. It was fun. And then before we went to break, I was looking like, there's something here. And I had a text message, a buddy with the Dale thing. And I thought, oh, Chop, there's something there. Cheeseheads, hopeful of pressures.
Continuing.
That's the best I've come
Penn
up with
Stater.
So far.
Stater.
Continuing hopes of an outstanding postseason.
That's Choop.
All right, take it to the bank. If they do what many draft experts expect, the Minnesota Vikings will regret trading up to select J.J. McCarthy, Michigan quarterback.
Oh, yeah, take that to the bank.
To be their next franchise quarterback.
Yep, I'm with you.
With all that said, Lewis Riddick swayed me a little bit. Good insight will sway old T. And the fact that you have all that skill and you're positioning yourself, if you're a quarterback, young quarterback, drop me into Minnesota with that group and with that coach, I'm all right with it. But I am just not a J.J. McCarthy believer.
Maybe I'm not either.
I'll be wrong on that. But all five of these guys aren't going to be studs. They're not. There's going to be a Zach. There's going to be some instability in this whole thing. And while Minnesota will be a good spot for a young quarterback, I don't think J.J.'s the guy.
I agree. I'm taking that to the bank as well. What's next?
Ian and East Troy wants to know if you will do the Chop Arena if they select Chop Robinson tonight.
Hey, Chop Arena. I might. I don't want to make any guarantees, but I'll be excited if it's Chop City, USA.
Last one and take it to the bank, presented by Associated Bank. Brian Gutekunst, the Gutenator, will make five picks on days one and two of this year's draft, as currently set up to do.
Yeah, I just don't think so. I think for as much as he's telling you he wants 15 picks, I think somebody's going to jump out, and he, even though he keeps emotion out of it, I think with all these quarterbacks being picked, somebody's going to fall. And whether it's a tailback that he loves or a safety or an off-the-ball linebacker, something's going to pop, and I think Gutenader is going to see. He smells championship. He knows that this team should have played in Detroit for the NFC Championship last year. Now, I'm not saying he knows that they should have won it, but I think he now realizes, I got a great core group. I got a group that can win a chip. I'm not interested in adding 60 new players. I'm interested in five or six guys that I know can make a big difference for me. And those are typically in that first two, three rounds. He's going to make a move. I think he's going to take less.
I'm with Tausch on this one as well. I want to believe that what he said was the total and absolute truth, that it really would take a special player to get him to move and not pick those five picks. But he's shown before that he's willing to manipulate his board. We brought this up earlier in the week. In 2018, in his first draft, he started at 14, traded back to like 27, and got a additional set first round pick the following year from the Saints. And then he sprinkled a little fairy dust and moved back up to 18 and got his guy Jair Alexander. So I will not be surprised at all if he moves around the board. All right, that's it for Take It to the Bank, presented by Associated Bank, the official bank of the Packers. I'm sure you'll see all the signage throughout Lambeau Field on draft day. If you haven't made the switch, now's the time to do it. Not only do you get the best customer service in the industry, but you get your Packers debit MasterCard. You get your 10% off the Packers Pro Shop, both in-store and online. And most importantly, you get to be part of the Bank of the Packers. So go to AssociatedBank.com/Packers to find out more. Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Unless you're Goody, then you don't fall in love with anybody. You trust your board. And if you lose out on Jaden Reed, sucks, but that's what happens. We do love Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
All right, just one quick hitter today, but I wanted to make sure we talked about this before we get too far removed from it, because I'm sure you have a thought. Reggie Bush has reobtained his 2005 Heisman Trophy. The Heisman Committee establishing yesterday that there have been enormous changes in the college sports landscape, mostly paying per player performance and
legalized cheating.
Yes. So due to the enormous changes, the stipulations that were illegal at the time that took Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy away no longer impact that award, and they said he should now get the award back after a long battle to do so. Tausch, like it or dislike it, Reggie Bush getting the Heisman back?
I like that he got the Heisman back, but I'm not a big fan of revisionist history.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that this whole thing, you go through these, like, let's say Michigan this year, they win their bunch of controversy. Is it really going to matter if you strip their title? They still won the title. Reggie Bush, the Heisman never left him as far as I was concerned. He won the Heisman. So I think that's the right thing that he got it back. I don't think that should have ever went that way because their own ineptitude of not being able to figure out things and have any type of forward thinking. When I knew this thing was a sham was when they suspended players or penalized programs for putting cream cheese on a bagel. That's when I knew the NCAA was screwed, that they didn't know what the hell they were doing. And this is just another long line of that. And so kudos to Reggie. I got no problem with him getting his Heisman back. I think it's a very slippery slope you go down when all of a sudden yesterday what was fine and great to do is 20 years later is not. Then are you going to take things away from people? We'll see. I have a hunch that that might be coming down the pipe, too.
All right, so you took the words out of my mouth again, which is alarming. But the thing you didn't do that I thought you actually were going to, because I was thinking this way, did they take away the trophy? Like, did he have to, like, I didn't read the story, I just saw the headline, which is what we sometimes do around here. Did they confiscate the actual trophy?
They did.
And they give it back to him?
Yeah.
So, like, he's had this spot on his mantle all this time? There's, like, dust all around where it used to be?
Well, I think at the time he got it is where he got in trouble. They had paid for his house. So I don't think it's in that
same house. Oh, so it's a different house. Okay.
He's got that big Fox money. He's obviously made a bunch of money in the NFL. So I think he's probably got a different house, too.
Does that surprise you that they repossess the actual trophy?
Well, if you're going to take the trophy away, what else are you going to do? It's surprising that you'd give it to him.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, don't you just say,
some
no,
guy
I know where
from
it
the
is.
Heisman Trust knocks on your door and says, hey, I need your trophy back. I'd say, bring a search warrant, come back, dude. We're good. I'm not giving you jack.
Agreed.
Okay.
All right. See, that's kind of what I was wondering. All right, that's it for Whoa Nelly, the shortest Whoa Nelly in history, but there's a reason for it.
Wasn't even the shortest one this week.
Well, self-inflicted shortest one, because Jesse wants to play his montage one more time. We will give our final thoughts on tonight's first round of the NFL draft, and you will hear Johnny Montage one more time to wrap things up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
With the 25th pick.
Tomorrow starts with me.
We should have been in an NFC championship, and now we should be one of the prohibitive favorites in the NFC.
Pretty damn good.
To have everything kind of in place, it allows you to plan a little bit better, I think.
We'll look at all options as we go forward.
I trust that Goody has finally figured out the formula and the way that he wants to go about things in drafting.
These draft picks need to hit.
We have 11 right now. I'd love to end up with 13, 14 or more.
Packers are basically leaning their Super Bowl chances on the fact that Goody hits another draft.
Cooper DeJean is a heck of a football player.
Here he comes. Cooper DeJean cuts it back.
Chop Robinson.
Nine. Oh, he got planted. Chop Robinson. Chopped him down.
I haven't been able to figure out Braylon Allen.
Hand it off to Allen. And second effort. He gets the first down. Bounces off a defender.
Tomorrow starts with me.
Caleb Williams is being compared to the prospect of Andrew Luck, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow.
You're talking it, you got to back it up. And he certainly has the talent to do it.
I think the best player in the draft is probably Harrison from Ohio State.
I mean, after the first two picks, things could get wild.
I think they're going to move in some way, either on day one or day two.
He's moved a lot in the first rounds before.
This stuff never goes as you think it will. And there's always little curveballs that come along and things that change.
I don't think they're going to use all five of their day one, day two picks.
I just think the future is really bright.
The guys who have been to camp, this guy's a hit.
To make it to the highest level in your sport is awesome and is a blessing.
It'll happen again this year. You'll see.
Our guys are going to get to work.
The Gutenator.
We believe in the draft. It's the biggest part of it.
The Green Bay Packers select...
Tomorrow starts with me and you tomorrow.
One last time for our draft montage by Jess. Again, great work, Jesse. Before we get our final thoughts, Tausch, I did think of this when I was listening and I heard our good friend Jim Rutledge of Rutledge and Hamilton, the resident Bears fan that he is. Do you think Bears fans are like unbridled excitement? Or do you think we've known for a while, ever since they traded Justin Fields, that Caleb Williams is the guy, and they're worried? You know, kind of like Wisconsin fans are always worried about our stars leaving us, going back to like Kareem and Gary Sheffield and all those guys. Do you think the Bears fans in your life, are unbridled excited for tonight, or do you think they're starting to get a little nervous given their history?
No, I think they are unbridled excited. They think that this is the answer. Whether or not that's true, we'll find out. But if you're not excited tonight as a Bears fan, this is the Bears time of the year when there's actually not games.
Bear season.
This is Bear. It's Cowboys. So I think there will be skepticism when Waddle and Sylvie and Yurko and the crew down there report, oh boy, it doesn't look great, and they have a bad preseason game. That's when you'll start seeing that. But for now, he's their savior. He is the guy that's going to change the direction of that, especially the rivalry with Green Bay. He's going to fix it. They all believe it. And whether it's true, we'll find out.
Do you, as a Packers fan... Because I'll be honest, not being a fan, I kind of want Caleb Williams to be good, and I want there to be like a Manning-Brady rivalry between Jordan Love and Caleb Williams and the Packers and the Bears. I think that would be really cool for the next decade. Do you want Caleb Williams as a Packers, or do you just want him to suck and the Packers keep just dominating them?
Is that... really a question?
It is. It is. It is really a question. It makes things more interesting. Don't you think?
No, I'd like to continue to dominate them. Why on earth would you... Now, if that happens, great. I think it's great for content. But from a fan standpoint, no. You want your heart ripped out by Caleb Williams?
Well, now, how many times in the Brady-Manning rivalry did Manning rip out Brady's heart?
A couple. Two or three times he did.
Maybe twice, maybe three times, but...
No, Denver, he did it at least once, maybe twice, and then obviously Indy beating New England when they had that big lead. So, no, We don't want... Why on earth would we want Caleb
Well, I do. So, to hell with
it. All we've done over the years is talked about how they haven't had anybody since Sid Luckman.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden they get their stud?
Be fun. I look forward to it. I hope it works out.
I think you're starting... I don't know, man. You're
I'm starting to annoy you just in time for the show to be over. That's perfect. All right. Are we
Jesse,
talking about...
do you want Caleb Williams to be good?
I do.
I want him to be Jay Cutler. I want him to be good enough where he sticks around, but bad enough that we keep
like,
beating him.
Not terrible, but you could just... You could always know we'll still find a way to beat you. I don't... It's... It, when Homer said that the Lions rivalry was better than the Bears and that the Bears weren't a rival anymore, that made me sad. But it doesn't mean I want them
not
to be
sad
studs.
Enough to want him to be good.
No.
Okay, fair enough.
No.
That's why I'm not a fan. You always think I'm lying. Well, I just proved to you that I'm definitely not a fan. All right, that's it for us today. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about how Chop Robinson or Cooper DeJean or Tyler Guyton, whoever it ends up being, we'll be talking about him tomorrow. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Tune into our draft coverage all night long. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.